Hello and welcome to my motor car. I'm driving from home, my home office, to Ballincollig in west of Cork City. This is really the first quiet moment I've had for a while, when I want to just sit and reflect about how many balls I have in the air. I'm bothered that I might have balls in the air that I take my eye off and they come crashing and smashing on the floor. So basically I just want to think for a minute, what on earth am I up to? And this is really, this boo is all about work. I'm going to work. I'm going to Ballincollig because I want to interview some people in the local community there for what I call Project X. Now, Project X is a business development project. It involves has two legs to it. One is that it has, we are developing a product, and the product is a tool. And in theory, when we have it developed and refined and trialed and test marketed, we'll be able to sell it. So it, I'm a partner, I suppose, in this business. I use that word in the broadest meaning of the term, because on the other hand, I think it's more accurate to say that I'm a contractor. I have been hired by an agency to develop a social media tool, which is basically a blog platform. And it's a blog platform which can be used for the purpose of a campaign. Any kind of campaign could use it. It could be a campaign to save your local football club from extinction. It could be a campaign to change the laws in a country. It could be a campaign to revive the fortunes of a brand even. But it's a very particular, bespoke, in-house developed adaptation of WordPress. So this is the work I'm doing. The only way to try it out is to develop content for it, see how good it is at taking content, because then we'll be able to share the content on the blog via other media like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. So that's one part of the project. The other part of the project is to develop a process. And again, if we develop a really fine, bespoke template, one we invent ourselves, to which we, you could say, have copyright. Though I say that with a big tongue in cheek. A process for running a social media campaign. And how would you run a social media campaign for a cause? What are the, where do you start? What do you use? What's the best tools to use? Again, if we develop a process, and I suppose the whole world is doing the same thing, so, you know, we could in theory sell that. But more importantly, we can take the experience we get in the process of putting together this social media campaign into other arenas at a later date. So that's why I'm going out to Ballincollig. I'm going to talk to real people about a real issue, which is live in Ireland today. These people live in a small town outside the city of Cork. On one level, it might look like as if it's a new town, but it's jam-packed with small shops, local traders, and the place has a great feel to it. Even in the middle of the worst economic downturn Ireland has ever experienced, there is a certain kind of buzz about Ballincollig, and it's a local community. I'm very interested in other places in Ireland. And I expect to be travelling all around the country on this project, which in effect is taking 2 days a week of my time. So I have 40% of my working time sold to a client. Indefinitely, it looks like at the moment. So that's a big thing, because what it means is that the other bits of my work, the other clients I'm working for, have to be done in the 3 days that are left. So I this morning was talking on the telephone with one of my clients, a client who I value very much, and a client for whom I've done very little work so far, but have an intention of doing a very small amount of work, which I hope will have a big effect. And she's an artist. Her name is Martha Cashman, and if you Google her, you'll find her on MARTHCASHMAN. She's got a website, Martha Cashman, and she does ceramics. And the thing about this is that I regard her as very talented. She's a working artist, and I am very keen to use my skills to help her reputation to grow, and we're getting back on track with that project. So I fixed a meeting for Monday. It's unusual in the sense that it's not corporate, it's the other end of the extreme. I have corporate clients, and I have a single artist, almost like, you know, the garret room artist, but this lady is very special, and when you see her ceramics, you'll know what I'm talking about. She has a number of exhibitions coming up. One of them is planned for UCC. I think it's going to be in the Students' Union building there, or in the Students' Restaurant there. I can't remember which, she told me. And another one is, she's recently had an exhibition, a group exhibition with some other people, in a place called Ballymaloe House in East Cork. A wonderful venue called the Grain Store there. So that's two extremes of my work, really. The other aspect of my work is that I'm working on for about six other clients. For each of them, I could probably do more work than I'm going to do. There just isn't enough time in the year to do all the work. My work involves me thinking out loud with them about what's needed. Like, for example, online seniorcitizen.com and the online senior citizen blog. I met with Bob McCarthy yesterday, and we had a very strategic discussion about who we were going to tell about online senior citizen. Who would we attempt to connect with so as to make them aware of the blog for the business, which is developing nicely but has to be handled very carefully. And the issue is really, what are we ready to expose to the outside world? Who's the audience? And we did have a strategic discussion about the audience. Was it the eventual end user? Was it organizations and businesses that already existed catering to that sector? Or was it people who have a track record of connecting with others? In a nutshell, we actually came down in favor of connectors. So the online senior citizen blog, I'm going to be doing my best to bring it to the attention of people who are natural connectors, who have a track record of networking. In Twitter terms, it would be a track record of passing things on to other people, engaging publicly on topics that they're interested in, and people who are just particularly interested in spreading messages to others. And because, of course, if you can reach one person who is an incredibly big connector, that person might actually do everything for you. That person might bring all sorts of other people into the arena, and they would be... So this is not about quantity. This is about finding a small number of people who are actually going to, because it suits them, there's something in it for them, they're going to actually connect one business to another. It's one of the marvelous things about the interconnectivity that we have on the internet and with Audioboo and with Twitter and Facebook and everything, that all of these things allow people who have the skill and energy and interest in connecting other people together